All right, we'll go ahead and get started with our qualifying availability here for the 6th Annual Napa Auto Parts 200 presented by Dodge here at Circuit Gilles Villeneuve, and are joined now by our number two qualifier, Sam Hornish Jr., who drives the Alliance Truck Parts Dodge and also is a teammate of Jacques Villeneuve, who will be coming in soon, our third place qualifier. So, Sam, congratulations on your first stock car run here. As far as the day goes, and a great teammate opportunity for both you guys, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, good qualifying for Team Penske or Penske Racing as a whole. Felt like there was a little bit more left in the car, and I was watching Jacques run over the curbs, and I'd pretty much tried to stay off most of them, especially in turn 14. And thought, I'm going to get just a little bit of it, and got about twice as much as I wanted, and that was at the end of the first lap, and it kind of hurt that lap and the next one because you're coming up to the start-finish line there. So I felt like there was a little bit more left in the car, but real happy with what the guys that work on the Alliance Truck Parts Dodge Challenger gave me as far as a race car, and just happy to get qualifying over and just got to go race now.
And we're also joined by our number three qualifier. And again, we talked about teammates. Happy teammates here. Jacques Villeneuve, who drives the number 22 Dodge Dodge. So, Jacques, congratulations on a run.
Thank you.
We were just talking about how great it is for Penske to have 2-3. So talk about your lap out there today.
I'm very disappointed because the car is a lot faster than this, and I didn't get the most out of it. So I'm just disappointed with myself. The team's been working hard. The car's been quick all day. Sam did a great job there, which is great for the team, and hopefully we won't collect each other at the start because it's a little bit hairy on this track. But ultimately, we have a very fast race car, so should be good for tomorrow.
All right. If we have questions for either Sam or Jacques, let us know. We'll bring you the wireless mic, and you can go ahead and ask questions.
Oui. Écoute, c'est bien d'être sur la grille troisième pour la course de merde, une bonne voiture, compétitive pour la course. Par contre, je suis déçu de la qualif parce que l'auto était vraiment plus vite que ça, donc je ne suis pas très content de mes tours.
And we're also now joined by our pole sitter, his first NASCAR National Series pole. We're joined by Alex Tagliani, driver of the number 30 Oasis Sennheiser Chevrolet. First pole in four NASCAR Nationwide Series races. First pole in three races here at Circuit Gilles Villeneuve. And the crowd was very excited out there today. Alex, how did you feed off that as you qualified first for tomorrow's race?
Well, first of all, I'm really pleased, you know, to be here. I love this track. And it's an honor to represent so many companies that have been supporting me throughout my career. And obviously, it was a good run. I think there was a bit more in the car, but the team wanted me to do only two laps, so I had to squeeze everything I got on lap two. But I think car is quick, and I'm very pleased where we are. I think anywhere you can start, you have a chance to win with turn one and two being like the determined factor of the race pretty much since 07. So, I mean, it's just really nice for the Turner Motorsport team to come here and to put the number 30 on the pole. I mean, those guys have worked really hard on that car, and a group of guys with a lot of passion, so I'm very pleased for them.
All right. We'll open up for questions now to these three gentlemen. Again, if you'd raise your hand, please, we'll bring you the mic and give us your name and affiliation before you ask. Nope. Who else? Randy?
Randy Phillips, the Gazette. Question for Jacques. You said you didn't get as much as you wanted to out of the car. Was there a reason for that in particular?
No, you do a couple of laps and you push, and during the lap you figure out that you could have done brake a little bit later here or there. And you know that, but sometimes you go out and qual and you do get the perfect lap. You're aggressive and then you get everything, every inch you can, and that just didn't happen today, so that's why I'm a little bit unhappy.
Other questions?
Hugo Fontaine de la presse. Jacques, est-ce qu'il pourrait être question d'une stratégie d'équipe pour Penske, étant donné que vous avez deux des trois pilotes à l'avant?
Mais il n'y a jamais eu de discussion par rapport à ça, donc pas pour l'instant, non. C'est sûr que Sam se bat pour le championnat, donc ce qui est important, c'est qu'on ne se rentre pas dedans. Après ça, on va voir une fois en course ce qui se passe.
Other questions?
Yeah, Alex, just wondering, obviously two different events because you also qualified in the Cam-Am earlier today. Is it just the fact that you're on the track more than maybe other drivers and on top of the knowledge that you have of this track already, is that any kind of an advantage?
I don't know. I mean, you can look at both ways. I think the two cars, you know, they drive so differently that you have to remember where to brake in the nationwide car. You can be pretty easily caught up by going too deep on the braking because you've run in the DP cars and, you know, they brake pretty deep. Cars quicker, about 8 seconds a lap quicker. So you have to be careful. You know, it's a catch-22. Yeah, you have more track time, but sometimes you get used to a different car and you have to make sure that, you know, remember all the braking zones and the reference that you have in the two different cars. So, you know, I think it's just nice that I'm driving, you know, two competitive cars in the two series. Quite nice.
Oh, yes. For Jacques, you're third and Danica is fourth. And the last thing that happened at Road America, what is your feeling of going so close with her right from the bat?
Well, she's a racer like any other out there. And I'm sure she wants to have a good race as well.
Anything else for Sam, Jacques, or Alex? Right here, please.
Alexandre Geoffrion de La Presse canadienne, c'est pour Tag. Tag, t'es au courant, j'imagine, qu'en 5 courses de Napa, le détenteur de la pole n'a jamais réussi à gagner ici. Qu'est-ce que tu dois faire, toi, pour changer ça demain, là? Est-ce que ça t'inquiète aussi?
Non, pas du tout. Honnêtement, quand j'aborde les courses, je veux toutes les gagner. Mais, tu sais, t'es dépendant un peu de la chance ici avec la configuration de la piste. L'année passée, mon but, c'était de ramener la voiture à Roger sans égratignure parce que ça me tentait pas de le voir dans le paddock de l'IndyCar à toutes les fois, me regarder de travers parce que j'ai amené une voiture endommagée. Je pense que c'était plus un accomplissement que de finir deuxième finalement parce qu'il y a tellement eu de casse, c'est tellement difficile de passer le coin 1 et 2 que... C'est ce que je vais essayer de faire, encore la même chose cette année, c'est de me tenir loin de tout le monde, de faire ma course, d'améliorer l'auto durant l'épreuve, de ménager les freins, puis d'essayer d'être dans le groupe des meneurs pour le sprint de la fin. D'après moi, c'est ce qu'il faut que tu fasses ici si tu veux essayer de te mettre dans une position juste pour l'emporter.
Yeah, hi, Peter Wright from the Canadian Press. Along the same lines, you've come so close here, and you know, you've almost been there last year, number two, I think. What does it take to succeed?
Well, you know, kind of the same answer I just said. I mean, you know, last year I came here with one thing I wanted to do is just finish as high as I could and make sure that I bring the car back to Roger in one piece because I didn't want him to look me bad in the pit lane of the IndyCar races every single weekend. So I think that was more an accomplishment than the second place because it's pretty tough here. You know, turn one and two is the place where you can lose it all. So... Approaching the race in the same way, just, you know, try to keep your nose clean the whole race, put yourself in a position at the end to contend and hope you win and save your stuff for the end.
Just following up, Alex, if you do put a couple of scratches on this weekend or tomorrow and win, will that be satisfying?
No, I don't know if it's too many years in open wheels or what, but like, you know, the passes last year or the racing and the dicing, I'm always, like, trying to, you know, just not bang anybody, you know. And I mean, it worked out last year. You know, my car was in really good shape at the end. And I think this is what you need. I mean, just one bad bump and a couple of, you know, like, rolls of tape on the car. And maybe it's different. Maybe the downforce is no good anymore. Maybe the braking is bad. So I think that's, I mean, my philosophy is try to get your stuff in really good shape at the end. That's when you're going to need to push and... you know, last year Marcus had a really good car on the restart. He was really quick off the box, and that little bump and pass made it for the, you know, green, white, and checker. So I just didn't have enough to kind of go back at him. But, you know, hopefully this year our car has a different setup, and it's going to be quick on cold tires.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Congratulations, and best of luck tomorrow.